Hi, y'all. Welcome to the Empty Nester Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm Jennifer Dolander. I've been an entrepreneur for over 25 years and have built multiple businesses from 100% online to service space to brick and mortar. These businesses grew to support our entire family. I have a passion for sharing entrepreneur advice, tips, tools, and mistakes we overcame that made this a reality for me, and it can for you too. Each week, I'll be sharing practical step-by-step advice, shortcuts, and inspiring interviews to guide you through turning your hobby into a business and your passion into profits. This can be the best time of your life. Let's do this. Hello, friends, and welcome to the Empty Nester Entrepreneur Podcast. You're listening to episode number 8, and the title of today's episode is Stop Stopping. I love this title because it truly encompasses what you need as an entrepreneur. It's almost like I have the perfect formula for success, and it is two words: stop stopping. You've just got to jump off that cliff, and you'll learn how to fly later. And I really, the thing that I compare this the most to is when you're thinking about having children. I know that when I was thinking about having children, I was in my early 20s. I had graduated from college and I had always wanted to be a mom. So immediately after I got married, I was thinking, we need to have children, like right now. And I just had babies on the brain. And, you know, if we were to look at our bank account, if we were to look at anything else going on in our lives, we would have said, absolutely no. It is not the right time to have a baby. You are not financially secure. You are not emotionally ready. You're not ready. But are you really ever ready? And it's so similar to starting a business. I use that comparative a lot with businesses and babies because you care about them both so much and you give them so much time and effort and energy. And there's truly never a perfect time. And that is what you need to remember when you have this business idea. You need to jump. You just need to jump and stop stopping. There's never going to be a perfect time, just like there's never a perfect time to have a child. But then you look back and you're like, oh my gosh, I can't imagine not having my child when I did. You learn so much, and you learn so much from failure. That's what you learn from. But for some reason, when it comes to business, when it comes to starting a business, that fear of failure is absolutely paralyzing, and it stops us in our tracks. And I think the reason why it does this is because we're older and we're supposed to be more mature and think about our decisions more, and we do, and that's a really positive thing. But what's not so positive sometimes is we think about things too much. So if you were to think about when I started this business, I honestly, on paper, I had no business starting this business. I mean, that is the God's honest truth. I did not have any business starting a restaurant. The only restaurant business I ever had was, let's see, I think I can wrap this up in 6 words. I was a hostess at Applebee's. Yep, I was a hostess at Applebee's. Actually, I can add 2 more words and it'll be 8 words. I was a hostess at Applebee's in high school. That was my restaurant experience. And now I am not only starting a restaurant, I'm designing a restaurant. I am saying what floor is in the restaurant, what countertops are in the restaurant, what the sneeze guard looks like. I'm thinking, what am I doing? But the bottom line is, I learned how to do it and I just did it. And I didn't think too much about it. I think when you think too much about things, you can literally scare yourself out of doing it.
if Mike and I would have really thought about what we were doing, we probably would not have done it, honestly, because it is such a scary thing to look back. I look back on the last year and a half and I think, oh my gosh, we have done so much with Alumni Cookie Dough, and now we're franchising. And franchising is a whole other level that we are about to get into. Am I scared to death? Absolutely I am. But is that going to stop me? Absolutely not. There is no way in the world being scared is going to stop me. Because like you guys heard me talk about in episode 7, you heard me talk about my open heart surgery experience and how I was so close to not being here. You know, I'm sorry, but that scares me. You know, failing at business, that doesn't scare me quite as much as it did. I would be lying if I said that it doesn't scare me, because statistically, 96% of businesses, new businesses, fail within the first 10 years. And that statistic, it scares me. And if you were to really think about that for too long, you would say, well, why even start one? Well, oh my gosh, there are 4% of those businesses that make it. And why not be that 4%? Why not? And I feel like there are so many things that we can do as business owners to diversify our income that really does protect us, and it helps us so much. You know, as you know that I've talked about, I think I talked about this in the first episode, I had owned a stationery business completely online when I was younger, in my late 20s. And I owned that business for, you know, a little over 10 years, I guess. And it was a great business, but it was 100% online. And I think having that business and now having a brick and mortar business, it really shows me how you can diversify your income and you're not completely reliant upon one stream of income. I think that is so important, and I'll continue talking about that because I think that gives you that comfort and that safety net that so many businesses may be missing, that there's really no need to missing that. We live in Athens, Georgia, and in the past, gosh, I guess the past couple months, there have been so many businesses that have gone out of business, and it just really saddens me, and I think, what could they have done differently? What is something they could have done? Could they have shifted their business in a way? It really, it makes me question my business when other businesses go out of business. And it makes me want to really look at my business and think, what can I do differently? I don't want to be one of those people that goes out of business. So how can I change things now, make a shift that maybe you're not comfortable with? Maybe you're the kind of person that you're like, you know what? I don't want to do an online business. Well, guess what? Do you want to be really stubborn and set in your ways, or do you want to stay in business? That's the bottom line. So I'm going to tell you this one little quick story about when I did have my stationery business. And I was obviously selling completely online at this point, and I loved this little stationery business in Birmingham, Alabama. They were precious. I love them. I actually used them for both of my children's birth announcements, and I love this company. So I called them and I told them what I was doing. Hey, I have this online business and I'm really focusing on birth announcements, and I would love to carry your line. And they said, well, you can carry our line, but you cannot put any of our images on the internet. And I thought, okay, I'm not sure how that will work, but I did have some local business and some local customers. So I thought, well, I'll go ahead and pick up their line and at least I'll be able to sell it. And honestly, I was kind of being selfish for myself. At least I'll be able to order their stationery for me and I'll be able to give it as gifts. And so I did that, but I never put it online because they never allowed me to. So I never sold a lot of their line. And it was very unfortunate because they had the most precious invitations and announcements. Well, they really dug their heels into the ground and they refused to pivot. They refused to pivot to the online world. And guess what? That business is now out of business. They didn't pivot with the times. And sometimes I think in order to stay in business and really stay strong, you have to maybe learn about things that you didn't know about before. And it may be something that you're not really comfortable with. So there's, first of all, there's never a perfect time. I had no business starting my business. And the thing I focus on the most is when I am gone, you know, when I am no longer here in this world, this is something that I hang on to. What is my biggest regret? What will be my biggest regret? And I do not want it to be what is the number one biggest regret of people that are dying. There is a research project that was done by a nurse in Australia. And she stayed with these people in the last 12 weeks of their life. These people were going to die. It was, you know, they were in the dying process and she was their nurse. And she studied these people who were dying and asked them what were their biggest regrets. And their number one regret was, I wish I had the courage to live a life true to myself, not the life others expected of me. So this was the most common regret of all, when people realize that their life is almost over and look back clearly on it. It is to see how many dreams have gone unfulfilled. Most people had not honored even a half of their dreams and had to die knowing that it was due to choices they had made or not made. And so it just, you know, health, the gift of health, brings a freedom very few realize until they no longer have it. And so that's what I want you to ask yourself is if tomorrow was my last day, what would be my biggest regret? And if it is not starting this business that you have in your this business idea that you have, if it is not realizing your dream, then you need to pivot. You need to change. Is it comfortable? Absolutely not. But I can promise you one thing. When you jump off that cliff, you will learn how to fly. You just will. You are smart and you are capable and you are wise. And you have been through experiences in your life that will help you. It will propel yourself into your next journey. And that's what this is all about. I have made so many mistakes in this business, and that's one reason why we are franchising. I want to pass along the wisdom that I have gained in the past year and a half so other people don't have to experience those failures. And I am thankful for those failures because I have learned from them, and I am proud of myself because I never quit. Every single time there was a failure, I made a choice, and here it is. I chose to not be frustrated, and I chose to propel to the next level and decide I ask questions. What could I have done differently? What can I do differently in the future? And this has happened many times with our business in the short year and a half. But I have not thrown in the towel. I have not gotten frustrated. I dig in my heels, and I don't dig in my heels and say I'm not going to change. I dig in my heels and say I am not going to give up. I will find a way, and I will find a way to make this better than it was before. That's how we came up with our wholesale program. We were slow at the cafe, and so I came up with the wholesale program. I got so many wholesale accounts that are now thriving. So when we do have a slow day at the cafe, guess what? It's not really a slow day because we have the wholesale business. When we had a downtime during the holidays, guess what? When all the students were gone, because we're in a college town, when the kids are gone, it's kind of slow. Well, that propelled me to come up with our fundraising program. So now we have this incredible fundraising program for people in our community where they can earn money. We have schools earning money. We have travel teams earning money. We have churches earning money. I am so proud of that, that it's local helping local. And that just excites me so much. So with every so-called failure, that has propelled me to do something even better. And that is what I hope I am passing along to you. So today I want to leave you with this one quote, and it is, success, true success, is the ability to move forward from one failure to another without losing your enthusiasm. That is what you need to remember. And that's why I go back to time and time and time again, this idea that you have, this business idea, you need to love it. You need to obsess about it. You need to eat, breathe, and sleep it, because it will truly excite you so much. When things are down, you will think of another way. You'll think of a way out. And that is what true success is. True success is not having record-breaking after record-breaking, month after month after month. True success is continuing get up time after time after time. And that is when you will hit the next level. So remember, just jump. You will learn how to fly. I promise you that. And if there are two words that you need to remember from this one episode, it is stop stopping. Please stop stopping. If you continue to move ahead and keep pushing, even through the hard times, there's no way you will fail. I wish you the best of luck, and I hope and pray that these podcasts and all of my helpful hints are going to help you propel to the next level. And remember to never, never, never stop. Never stop. Stop stopping. Keep on going, even when times are tough. Thank you so much for listening, and I will see you next time on the Empty Nester Entrepreneur Podcast.
Thank you so much for choosing to tune in today to the Empty Nester Entrepreneur Podcast. I realize how valuable your time is, and I feel so blessed you chose to spend some of your time with me. I will see you same time, same place next week. Until then, make sure you subscribe to the Empty Nester Entrepreneur Podcast so you don't miss an episode, and I would love for you to leave a review. Remember, life is short. Take chances and set your soul on fire.